Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on Heartless Heartland and its modern debtor prison. The fight to guarantee accountability of nonprofit tax-exempt hospitals to their responsibilities to do no harm and operate for charitable purposes may have a new rule from the Treasury Department and the IRS requiring such care, but it seems we also have a wanted poster for one of the bad guys in Heartless Heartland Hospital in St. Joseph, Missouri. Heartless Hospital, of course, has been the feature of several ProPublica stories by Paul Keel. We've talked about them on Wage World, and we're now looking to see if there are other Heartless Hospitals beginning in Texas, Louisiana, and Arkansas. But getting our eyes crunched in the money-churning, family-threatening gears of Heartland Hospital's debt collection machinery has been a blood boiler for our Boston-based researcher, Mike Gallagher. He spent many hours recently while walled in by snowstorms in that city going through the online court records of Northwest Financial Services, the Heartland debt collector, who have sued many of their patients for outstanding bills. Let's take a look at the amounts they're trying to collect and the jobs that their patients do for a living. Here comes the list. Emerald Lane Maintenance, $5160. St. Joseph Metro Health Center, $548. Sigma Network, $10,800. NorAm Ice and Cold Storage, $920. Altec, $236. T&M Cleaning Service, $4905. St. Joseph School District, $8,800. AFL-CIO Community Services, $15,000. Abbey Woods Living and Rehab Center, $1,000. Rhino Realty, $11,000. Royal Transmission, $947. St. Joseph School District, again, $531. Choices of St. Joseph, $1,000. Pursuit of Happiness, $1,400. NorAm Ice and Cold Storage, $617. Triumph Foods, $948. Kovacs, $8,000. Hillshare Branch, $546. AMG Resources, $1,600. Specialized Support Services, $3,300. Triumph Foods, $670. Altec, again, $2,305. Family Guidance, $19,000. Mudjack Concrete, $102,000. Braddock, $27,000. Garfield 66 Station, $31,000. Cheddar's, $92,000. McDonald's, $4,900. St. Joe Frontier Casino, $1,500. Altec again, $12,700. Heartland Regional Medical Center, $1,182. Missouri Western State University, $1,500. Have you had enough? I know I have. Oh, there's lots more. More McDonald's workers, some hairdresser with Fantastic Sam's, workers over at Arby's, Motel 6, and of course, Walmart. These jobs are a snapshot of the working class in America, working in service, nonprofits, nursing homes, auto shops, meat processors, even one of their own employees, for goodness sakes. And yes, one or two of those bills were whoppers in the five and six figures, although you have to wonder at the real odds of collecting even a lifetime of garnishments and what they might be from a gas station or a Cheddar's restaurant or a concrete worker. Although the point may be permanent debt, saving lives to create an income stream of debt for lifetimes. Patients aren't so much released from the hospital as put on debt parole. Over and over, you read between the lines in the real stories that people caught the fickle finger of fate and got sick, and now thanks to the Heartland debt collecting machine, they will spend the rest of their life paying for it because their employers didn't provide insurance and the government didn't offer a safety net for the working stiff at these places. More perplexing is trying to figure out what the heck Heartland and hospitals like them who are charitable, not even in name only, but more as a tax dodge, are hoping to get from some poor Joe or Jane who owes $500 or $1,500. By the time they put them in collection, pay the court costs and lawyers, there's nothing that they would gain bleeding the turnips, you would think. But then I'm forgetting that they are hoping to keep all of these lower wage workers in their modern debtor's prison at 9% interest. It's not the couple of hundred, but the opportunity to bleed them endlessly for years. This is not business. It's legally approved extortion, at least until this new rule has enough teeth to bite back. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.